In our last session, we said that there are at least three biblical reasons why Christians suffer. The first was that in our suffering, Christians have an opportunity to glorify God by showing cheerfulness, perseverance, and persistent faith, thus quite often winning others to the Lord. God does not promise us freedom from suffering, but his help to endure it if we turn to him. The second biblical reason why some Christians suffer is because God sees fit at times to discipline us. A famous Christian writer, Hal Lindsey, wrote that this discipline is typically for those who are believers, but who persistently go against God's rules for our conduct as set out in the Bible. For those Christians who continue in their waywardness, that is, without confessing, repenting, and seeking God's help to overcome their behaviour, God is likely to discipline them. And this discipline is clearly discussed in the book of Hebrews, where it says, "Do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor lose courage when you are punished by him. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, and chastises everyone whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as his children. For what child is there that the father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children, and not sons and daughters. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time for their pleasure, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. Later it yields the powerful fruits of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." This is the end of the quote. We learn from godly men and women throughout the ages that perseverance and faithfulness in the midst of suffering is tremendously important for ourselves and for those around us, difficult as it is at the time. And we can prepare ourselves for having a godly approach to suffering by asking God for help in our prayers when we are not suffering. In good times, when everything is going well with us, we can pray to God to protect us from suffering. And we can also pray that when suffering comes, as it surely will, that he will grant us perseverance, endurance and faithfulness to him, and that we will glorify him by our attitude and our behaviour. There is a third biblical reason for suffering, namely that it develops our character and our maturity in the Lord and fits us to be candidates for eternity. As Paul writes in Romans 5:4, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us." And in 1 Peter 1:6, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith may redound to praise and glory and honour at the revelation of Jesus Christ." So suffering can have a role in our lives which we can use to our benefit and which God can use to his glory. These aspects of suffering are brought into sharp focus in the book of Job in the Bible. This is a book which will reward our reading greatly. Perhaps the most challenging words ever written for those who suffer were uttered by Job when he said, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job said these words when all his children had been destroyed, all his wealth gone, and he was afflicted by terrible sores and sitting in the dust, scraping his itching sores with a piece of broken pottery. And through Job's endurance and faithfulness, a new life was given to him, his wealth restored and a new family to rejoice in. And this is the promise of God to us, that if we are faithful in suffering, our rewards will be great. We have come now to the end of our series, "Why Does God Allow So Much Suffering in the World?" Goodbye, or perhaps au revoir, from Keith Pfeiffer.